Opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the respective program contributors and do not necessarily reflect the views held by the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
All right, and welcome everybody to our Sunday morning business session. This is Gabe Griffith, CCB president, presiding this morning. And we've made it through the last roughly 3 days of convention, and here we are coming down the final stretch. So this morning we've got some minutes and treasurer's report and resolutions and a couple of other reports. So welcome in everyone, but we've got a bunch of these to give away this morning. So Lisa, what do you say we get started with a door prize today? Kick things off.
You're putting me to work early.
That's right. I figured you're here. You'd as well do something, right?
So we're going to do a $25 Amazon gift card given by the ACB Capital Chapter. And the winner is Donald Queen.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Donald.
Very nice.
I know that guy.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a reoccurring phrase.
Congratulations, Donald.
I think that's going to be my phrase that I go away from here with this week.
Yes. Yeah. Not can you hear me now, but I know that guy.
Right. Right. I know that guy. I know her. I don't yet see Linda on, and our first item is the minutes, but we do have them recorded, so let's go ahead and even though unfortunately I don't see Linda on here this morning, but let's go ahead and play the minutes and then we'll
see
if there's any comments on those. I'd really like to get moving with the meeting. We know that Zoom sent out a reminder, and we know that there's some confusion. We're dealing with it, so thanks everybody.
All right,
Guillermo,
I'm ready when you are, and if you don't hear sound, please let me know.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Hold on a moment, Guillermo. Linda, are you with us? There you are.
Yes, it was wading through 17 Zoom emails until I found the one that actually made it work. Anyway, we'll be talking about that at convention review. Anyway, hi guys. Were you waiting for me to start first, or?
No. Well, we had started to we were going to do minutes here, and we saw that you were not on, and then there were people that were pointing out some stuff with the Zoom reminders morning or what have you. So,
I was in good company then. Good. Yeah. Cachet had the same problem last night. She couldn't get in, which was sad. Anyway.
All right. Well, do you have anything to say about the minutes, or would you like us to go ahead and play them?
Thank you, David and Larry, for your last minute saving of this lady's reputation. And let's hear the minutes. What time did we start today, by the way? Thank you for that.
9:00.
Thank you.
All right. And let's try this again.
California Council of the Blind Convention 2021 meeting minutes, April 22nd to 25th, 2021. President Gabe Griffith opened the 2021 CCB convention on Thursday, April 22nd at 6:04 p.m. A motion to adopt the 2021 convention standing rules was moved, seconded, and passed unanimously. The first reading of a proposed change in the bylaws regarding the establishment of new CCB affiliates was presented. Frank Welty, Credentials Committee Chair, presented the credentials report. Frank then moved and Rob Turner seconded the motion to accept the credentials report. The motion passed unanimously. The meeting adjourned at 9:20 p.m. April 24th, 2021. The convention resumed on Saturday at around 9 o'clock a.m. Elections were held and the following board members were elected by acclamation. Sarah Harris, first vice president. Linda Perrell, secretary. Steve Bauer, director. Christy Crespin, director. Stephanie Watts, director. Penny Valdovinos, director. In a contested election with Warren Cushman, Nellie Emerson was then elected to the remaining director position by majority vote. April 25th, 2021. The convention resumed on Sunday at around 9 o'clock a.m. The 2020 convention business meeting minutes were read. After a discussion about removing identifying account numbers from the reference to the treasurer's report, the motion to accept the minutes was moved, seconded, and passed unanimously. Newell Perry Report. Mitch Pomerantz, chair of the Newell Perry Trust Committee, presented the committee's report. He began by thanking his fellow trustees, Margaret Buckman Garcia and Richard Rueda. The report covered the period from January 1st, 2021 to March 31st, 2021. The beginning balance was $143,372.23. The ending balance was $149,619.66, representing an increase of $6,246.36. At the same time in 2020, the fund had $102,520.56. It grew by $47,098.10 in the past year. Fortunately, CCB found other revenue sources for this past year, allowing the fund to move in the direction of its earlier high point of $260,000. That concluded Mitch's report. Lisa Presley Thomas, CCB Treasurer, presented the 2021 Treasurer's Report. A motion to accept the Treasurer's Report as read was moved, seconded, and passed unanimously. The Treasurer's Report is appended in full at the end of these meeting minutes. Reader's note, the full Treasurer's Report will not be included in this recording. End of reader's note. Second reading of proposed bylaw. The proposed bylaw was read again and after discussion was referred back to the bylaws committee. Resolutions. The following resolutions for 2021 were read and adopted. 2021-01, mandatory disability awareness training for healthcare workers. 2021-02, translation project. Resolutions 2021-03, 2021-04, and 2021-05 were withdrawn. 2021-06, Apple updates. 2021-07, inaccessibility of Pentair pool and spa apps. 2021-08, voices for public transportation. 2021-09, equity in law enforcement training standards. 2021-10, addressing allegations of sexual assault, harassment, and abuse at blindness training centers. 2021-11, California Arts Council blind and low vision artists. 2021-12, California Arts Council grants portal accessibility. 2021-13, pandemic response. 2021-14, law enforcement tracking data collection involving people with disabilities. 2021-15, convention thank you. 2021-16, Appreciation for Volunteers. The resolutions committee report was then accepted. The convention adjourned at 2 o'clock p.m.
All right. Thank you, David, for reading those. Do we have a motion for the minutes?
So moved.
Will they be accepted?
I think I heard Guillermo just a half second before Larry.
I heard Rob, too.
And I'll second.
I'm sorry. So voiceover was interrupting here. Who moved to second it?
I believe I heard Guillermo, and then I think Rob seconded.
Okay, thank you.
And at this time, are there any, is there any discussion on these minutes? So if you have any discussion.
Yes, Linda.
Go ahead, Linda.
I forgot to put in, Frank also did the nominating committee report on Thursday night. So I'll need to add that.
Okay, so we'll add that. Any other comments or questions from anyone? If you do, go ahead and raise your hand at this time.
Ending in 388, you should be able to unmute.
This is Mitch Pomerantz, just letting everybody know I'm here.
Ah, thanks, Mitch. Appreciate mm-hmm. it. Okay. I was going to check after we're done with the minutes and make sure you were here. So, am I correct? There was no hands up at this time?
At this time, yes, correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So we have a motion and a second. And so what we're doing is that if you object to this, then go ahead and raise your hand. And if we don't have 10 hands or more go up, then we will declare the minutes passed with the amendment of adding in the nominating report. So we'll give it 20 or 30 seconds here. So Andrew, if you can keep an eye and see if any hands go up. So at this time, only put your hand up if you object to the motion of passing or adopting the minutes, accepting the minutes. Do we have any hands going up?
No hands at the moment.
Okay, we'll give it a couple more seconds. And still no hands?
No.
Okay, then we will declare the motion passed. Thank you again for those minutes.